Reno is home to a large new sculpture called the Space Whale. I'm Michelle Billman for Reno Public Radio News, and I brought in Bob Conrad of thisisreno.com to learn a little bit more about this new piece of art. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Space Whale project. What can people expect to see?
So the Space Whale is a giant, basically it's a sculpture of a whale that was previously at Burning Man, and it's being installed at City Plaza downtown. What it is, it's just a huge sculpture, and it's going to be decorated and filled in with about 1,700 pieces of stained glass. So it's going to be very colorful. It will be lit up, and it will be quite a visual attraction to the downtown area.
What's the cost of this project, and what are some of the concerns you're hearing?
Right. So the cost is approximately $60,000, although the project was crowdfunded and built by local artists and things like that. People are concerned that that money is actually coming out of city tax revenue, and that's really not the case. Where that's being paid from the city's contribution, is the room tax funds that the city gets from tourists who come and stay in the area, stay at motels. They pay a fee, and that money goes into, by law, a fund that has to basically pay for parks and then tourism-related activities. And, you know, some folks are saying that, you know, we shouldn't be putting money into that, but I talked with Alexis Hill from the city of Reno, and here's what Alexis had to say about that.
It's not taxpayer at all funded. This is tourist-driven dollars. And so actually half of the room tax funds per state law go to parks, and then the other half go to tourism-driven activities. And tourism-driven activities are things like special events and arts and culture.
And Bob, I've got to ask, why a big space whale in the middle of downtown Reno?
Right. So I think it pays a certain kind of homage to Burning Man, obviously. We have a close geographical and cultural tie to Burning Man. And on top of that, though, the reason certain sculptures or art projects get installed and funded, it really comes through a lot of public input. So people have plenty of opportunity to weigh in on these decisions before they happen. The Arts and Culture Commission really is where people can, you know, provide that input via public comment or letters, things like that. And those will get heard and taken into account. So, you know, despite some people maybe being in opposition to these kinds of projects, the place to really air those concerns is when they're in the development stage.
Bob Conrad of thisisreno.com, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.